Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill. Today in Bajan History, May 26, 1951. Adams ready to attract outside capital. On this day, May 26, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that Mr. Grantley Adams announced to a regional economic committee that he was prepared to offer income tax concessions to attract international capital to Barbados. Adams made these comments against the backdrop of harsh criticisms in the local press that his administration was lagging behind Jamaica and Trinidad in attracting investment for industrial development. In the post-World War II period, tax exemptions offered by individual British West Indian islands to incentivize investment were not commonplace. Adams noted that the traditional approach was for islands to view economic policy on a regional basis and not to compete against each other to attract foreign capital. Barbados, he argued, had chosen to embark on a new path because Jamaica and Trinidad had offered income tax concessions. Thus, Barbados would do likewise in the interest of uniformity. Mr. Gomes, the delegate from Trinidad, asserted in his submission that the uniformity of which Mr. Adams spoke was unattainable without some kind of federal oversight. In his view, British Caribbean territories were making a tragic mistake in pursuing industrialization through the prism of political expediency. He argued that a federal structure was necessary for long-term planning and the rationalization of sustainable industrial development in the region. He therefore questioned Adams' logic in following Jamaica and Trinidad's lead in offering fiscal concessions if he indeed believed in regional uniformity with regard to economic development. Mr. Renwick, Jamaica's representative, said that he was in favor of uniformity, but believed that each island pursuing their own self-interest would be detrimental in the long run. He believed that industrialization in the smaller islands like Grenada was exceedingly difficult to achieve. Continually producing raw materials for export without creating secondary industries would continue the cycle of smaller islands being proverbial hewers of wood and drawers of water, while the larger islands aggressively proceeded with industrialization initiatives. On this day, May 26, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on the proceedings of the Regional Economic Committee. Mr. Grantley Adams supported the use of tax incentives to attract investors and spur economic growth, but was equally wary of cutthroat competition and its negative impact on the Federalist project.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.